The following are a few ideas from the Secretary Treasurer of MAPS for the Great Lakes Planetarium Association, which is meeting in Cincinnati this week. We would like to go briefly into the history of our young organization and share with you some of the ideas the organization has for the future. History. January 30th of 65, nine planetarium educators of various sorts met in Washington, D.C. at the Cardoza High School Planetarium to decide whether there was sufficient interest to organize a group in this part of the country. Mrs. Noble of Cardozo had been the spark plug behind getting this thing off the ground. The first meeting was held within her facility. At this meeting, we discussed some of the reasons for such a group, and I will read to you a paragraph delineating our purposes as we saw them at that meeting. There was general agreement that it could serve, that is, the organization, could serve as a means of sharing ideas on curricular development, sharing specific methods of demonstration, as well as provide opportunities to see auxiliary projectors developed by other members of the group. It was noted that if meetings were held at various planetaria, everyone would have a chance to inspect the different facilities firsthand. One member of the group also pointed out that such an organization might be of service to school systems contemplating installation of planetarium, a service which is now provided only on request to the individual planetariums. We also decided at this meeting that waiting for the organization of a national group would be a fruitless wait, that probably the best way to begin was on the local level and work from there towards a national group if this ever came into the scene as a necessary fulfillment of the original idea. It was also decided at this first meeting that MAPS would meet three times yearly, fall, winter, and spring. Following this plan, the second meeting of MAPS was held at the Earth and Space Science Laboratory, Frederick County, Maryland, May 22nd, 1965. There was a threefold increase of membership at this meeting, bringing us to the grand total of something over 25. It was at this meeting that the official title, Middle Atlantic Planetarium Society, MAPS for short, was adopted. The first meeting of the 65-66 school year was held October 23rd at the U.S. Naval Academy. The program was centered around a presentation of navigation in the planetarium by Lieutenant Ketz, the staff planetarium director at the Naval Academy. It should be pointed out that at all of these meetings there was considerable time planned into the program for informal give-and-take discussions among the various MAPS members. This we have felt to be one of the fundamental purposes of the organization, and we are planning in the future to continue planning time for informal exchange of ideas. The next meeting was held the 4th of December 1965 at North Museum Franklin Marshall College, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. At this meeting, officers were elected for the following year. These were President Dr. John Cavanaugh of the North Museum, James Orgren of the Earth and Space Science Laboratory, Frederick, Maryland. Also at this meeting, MAPS voted to affiliate with the National Science Teachers Association. It was felt that this affiliation would give us access to many more science educators than we had on our own, and that this way the message of the planetarium could more widely be spread where it would do the most good. The next MAPS meeting was at the Chesapeake City Planetarium, Chesapeake, Virginia, down near Norfolk. At this meeting, we had nearly 150 members in attendance, members and friends. This was a very ambitious meeting. We had guest speakers. Dr. Armin Spitz was present. It was a very well-planned and complete program. Russell Blake, the director of the Chesapeake City Planetarium, managed the program, spent many hours preparing it, and everyone agreed that MAPS had suddenly found itself and was now definitely on the map. We've had some reservations about certain parts of the program. As in particular, it seemed to be too demanding of the membership as regards time, so we are planning to allow more informality in the future meetings. These future meetings were decided upon for the year 66-67 by the MAPS Executive Committee. These have been placed at October 21 and 22, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in the William Penn Memorial Museum. January 14, 67, at the State Cultural Center and Planetarium, Trenton, New Jersey. And May 12, 13, and possibly 14, the Earth and Space Science Laboratory of Frederick, Maryland. This brings us to the present, our aims and directions. We are going to attempt to remain true to our original aims, namely to allow MAPS members to exchange ideas and to let the membership get around to various installations to see how the other half lives. We are going to possibly a little more structure, at least trying it at this meeting in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. At this meeting, we plan to organize ourselves into committees. Since we meet three times a year, it seems quite likely that we will be able to operate actively in a committee system without having to meet between times. We will provide sufficient time at each of our meetings for committees to get together, to work, and come up with some specifics that will help the rest of the MAPS membership as well as those involved in the committee itself. Hopefully, we have set a target for the spring meeting of returning with some conclusions, some materials, depending upon the committee of a member's choice, that we will be able to distribute to all MAPS membership and hopefully even to those outside the fold who might be interested in them. And specifically, we're thinking of other planetarium groups and also schools, school districts, colleges, and so forth, who would profit by some of the experience, pooled experience, of the MAPS members. Let me outline for you some of the committees which we are attempting to get off the ground at this first meeting. Some of them, of course, will not come through, but we're going to give everybody a chance to choose from this list, and those that have enough members for a committee will begin immediately. The curriculum committee, with its subcommittees, will be the backbone or the heart of the MAPS organization. The curriculum committee will be organized under elementary, secondary, college, and public planetarium use. We will, of course, have a program committee, which will work with the other committees as they develop material for general presentation to the total membership. We possibly will have a tape committee to work up tapes, musical and otherwise, which could be copied by any MAPS member or other interested party. They could also catalog such tapes and other sources for audio assistance to planetarium educators. We might have a gadget committee to coordinate the descriptions of gadgets that have been developed by MAPS members or others that would be useful to other planetarium operators. This committee would be primarily concerned with all kinds of visuals and other projections. A philosophies committee is possible to come up with MAPS position or positions on the place of the planetarium in education and in entertainment. This could probably be a one-year committee. and operational requirements of the Planetarium Committee seems to be badly needed. There have been many complaints from MAPS members that they were brought into the planetarium and expected to operate it without benefit of budget. This committee could come up with minimal and optimal suggestions for the administrator concerning the kinds of things that are needed for a good planetarium program. A personnel practices committee is another possibility. Should the planetarium instructor or director be responsible to the high school principal, have lunch duty, teach regular classes, and so forth? The pooled and published experiences and opinions of MAPS members should be of interest to school districts that have or are contemplating planetariums. The hospitality committee would plan and implement ways of getting new people acquainted with the older members and thus prevent formation of cliques or cells or whatever you want to call them. A publication committee is one that has been suggested by several members of MAPS. Publication of a newsletter is really beyond the scope of the possibility of a secretary treasurer, and a committee is really needed if this is to come about. A committee on resources has also been suggested, a group that could gather materials, information, and so forth coming from outside of the MAPS membership that would be of interest to the group. Certainly there are other committees that are possible. We may organize ourselves into other committees in addition to or instead of these, but at least we hope to begin with these and come up with some specific results that we can pass to others, take home with us, and feel that we have really gained by joining the organization. On the reverse of this tape, I'll put a few thoughts that the secretary-treasurer has after talking with Vondel Chamberlain concerning possible joint. The common problems we have could better be solved by joint action between our two groups. Comparing notes on the results of such things as our committees will be working on might be of benefit to both Great Lakes and MAPS members. In addition to these areas of mutual concern within the group, there are certain other areas where only a large organization or combined organization could obtain a hearing. For example, in the obtaining of funds for projects that would serve planetariums on a broad scale. Obtaining NSF funds, for example, for an institute for planetarium directors, something of a different nature than is currently available. If we are to have any joint meetings in the future, it would be necessary that these be planned jointly beforehand. It seems rather important that at an early date we join at some level to think ahead to the time when we will want to meet in one large 2 or 3 day meeting. We should probably think soon about setting up machinery to provide for such liaison between our two organizations. Perhaps the executive committees could meet in joint session once a year, or we might all meet prior to one of our individual meetings in executive committee, or by means of delegates chosen from the membership for that purpose. It would be good if we could both of us discuss this at our October meetings and the officers correspond concerning the result of this discussion. A couple of final notes concerning MAPS organization, which may be of interest to Great Lakes. We do have a membership fee covering mainly the cost of postage, $2 a year. We may soon have to change this to defray expenses of our meetings. This last meeting in Chesapeake City was quite expensive, was borne primarily by the membership that attended the meeting, partially by the school district of Chesapeake City. We are in the process of adopting a constitution. we will send a copy to Great Lakes as soon as this is adopted by MAPS. We are much impressed with your announcement concerning the Great Lakes Planetarium Association meeting in Cincinnati. We wish we were all there with you. We hope that your meeting is a complete success, and let us know what you come up with at this meeting. Thank you very much. Jim Orgren, Secretary Treasurer, Middle Atlantic Planetarium Society.